I'm your host, Paul Drockton, my website, internettruth.org. And as you know, if you subscribe, my free newsletter went out Saturday. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the article that leads the newsletter, and that is Out of the Frying Pan into the Fire. My friends, don't be fooled. And some of you are thinking, well, if the stock market's not safe and if my banks aren't safe, maybe the insurance companies are a good investment. Well, you're talking to a guy who started as an agent, worked his way up to management, and literally helped create company policy. So I know the insurance industry inside and out. And when you take a look at how insurance companies operate, most people don't get it. Let me explain it to you. The way it works is the insurance company collects premium from their clients. They then invest that premium. And you would hope or think that they would be into conservative investments, but that isn't the case. I mean, there literally isn't anything that they can't invest in, just like your bank. So that includes your annuity money. That includes your life insurance money. And so when you hear that they've got a guarantee on the policy, that's the company's guarantee. And that guarantee is only as good as the company. And as we've learned over and over again, is that insurance companies oftentimes go under. And so then the question becomes, what good is that promise? And those are some of the things we're going to try to address today as we talk. People switching from banks and Wall Street to life insurance products are heading from the frying pan into the fire. Annuities and life insurance policies might have a minimum guaranteed interest rate by the company, but the guarantee is worthless if the insurance company goes bankrupt in the coming financial collapse. I quote the following. These are some pretty heady quotes, my friends. Standard advice on selecting a life insurance policy or annuity is to buy only from companies that have high marks for financial soundness from the major ratings agencies. But insurer financial strength ratings are not always easy to interpret, and grading systems vary from agency to agency. Listen to this. Worse, in many cases, insurers pay agencies for their ratings, creating conflicts of interest. And three agencies, Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's, have damaged credibility because they've earned billions in fees rating mortgage-backed securities that started as investment grade but later were downgraded to speculative. At the same time, steep declines in the investment markets have damaged life insurance's income, life insurers' income, investment portfolios, and capital reserves. There is a state-mandated life insurance safety net, but policyholders and beneficiaries of failed insurers might find it a bit weak. Most states' death benefit protection limits can result in payouts that are 30 to 50% less than what insurers say a median income family might need. So bottom line is that the state safety net, and how many states out there are actually...
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of man kicked in my bed, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
Anyone anymore. But we found credibility problems with how ratings are used. For one thing, they become marketing tools. Insurance companies pay for most ratings and use them to tout their supposed financial strength. The symbols that most ratings agencies use to communicate financial strength tend to make weaker insurance look better than they really are. For example, an insurer with A-plus ratings from Fitch is the best there is, right? Wrong. Fitch's AA-, AA, AA+, and AAA are higher than their A-plus rating. Moody's, a group, employs a jumble of upper and lowercase letters and numbers. Getting what appears to be a top grade is almost as easy as showing up for class. Fitch, Moody's, and S&P each uses 7 variations of A, and a large percentage of rated life insurers get some version of an A rating. 47% of Fitch's, 81% of S&P's, and 89% of Moody's. AM Best, which by the way is often quoted, uses 4 variations of A, and TheStreet.com uses 3, A+, A, and A-. B grades are even more vexing. Fitch, Moody's, and S&P each uses 9 versions of B, defined as everything from good, adequate, and marginal to weak, questionable, and poor. It gets worse. Nobody knows where the bottom of this crisis is right now, Patrick Baird, president of the insurer, Aegon USA, and chairman of the ACLI, board told regulators there are companies all over the place in terms of solvency. The economic crisis has put life insurers under extreme pressure by attacking their $5 trillion investment portfolios, primarily bonds, but also stocks and troubled mortgage-backed securities. Life insurers watched a whopping $75 billion, or 24% of their capital surplus and reserves, disappear in 1 year, according to estimates by Conning Research and Consulting, which follows the industry. Many more losses are expected this year. Best, Fitch, Moody's, and S&P all went negative in their outlooks of the life insurance industry, which means they expect to downgrade financial strength ratings in the future. It doesn't get a whole lot worse and still has yet to fully play out, says Joel Levine, a senior vice president of Moody's U.S. Life Insurance Group. But you might never guess there was any trouble by looking at those agencies' financial strength ratings. Among life insurers owned by the 10 largest U.S. life health insurance groups, with some $2.5 trillion in assets, the ratings from those four agencies were all A's as of early March. TheStreet.com, which doesn't produce outlooks, gives those same insurers a mix of mostly B's, fewer A's, and a handful of C's. Most notable disparities, TheStreet.com gave only a C or C+, which is fair, to Prudential Annuities Life Insurance, Pruco Life Insurance of New Jersey, Genworth Life Insurance, and Genworth Life Insurance in New York, while the other agencies handed out nothing but A's, meaning good, strong, very strong, or superior. On their websites, Genworth and Prudential tout the A ratings but exclude the C's. So, who insures the insurers? State guarantee associations provide some protection to their residents, but it generally falls short of the $400,000 the $600,000 in coverage that the industry says a median income family should buy. Death benefits are protected only up to $300,000 in most states, so consumers with larger policies could be left out in the cold. Guarantee associations covered only 82% of all life insurance liabilities from 1991 through fall of 2008, and in recent insolvencies, those limits left 1 in 10 policyholders short, according to the National Organization of Life and Health Insurance Guarantee Associations. Most states provide only $100,000 coverage for cash surrender or withdrawal value of whole life policies and annuities. Before payouts kick in, state regulators try to rehabilitate or liquidate the company. When that happens, you might lose coverage and have to buy a replacement that costs more if you qualify based on health, or your policy might be sold to another insurer with less favorable terms. If you die during this period, the payment of benefits up to state limits might be delayed months or years. So we look at the industry. It's important that you understand what it is you're getting. See, this is what I do. I open the box, go through the contents, explain it to you, lay it all out. You can decide whether or not you think it's a good risk or a bad risk. Now, when you start talking about insurance companies, as I said, your money that you have invested with them is basically sitting there in the general fund, being invested in various things. And if we take a look at the life insurance company portfolio allocations in 2011, 3% in stocks, 2% in municipal bonds, 5% cash, 33% were invested in corporate bonds. Think about that. One-third of every dollar that you're relying on in your cash value or in your annuity is invested in corporate bonds. 22% in structured securities. What are structured securities? They're derivatives, my friends. So 22 cents on the dollar invested in the derivatives market by the insurance company. Now, as we learned from AIG, rarely are they on the winning side of the derivatives casino. Usually, they are on the losing side, guaranteeing the bets against debt and through credit default swaps. We'll talk more about that. Mortgage loans, 12%. Regular D, private placement, 11%. We're talking about private investments, 11%. Treasuries, 6%. Alternative investments, 6%. So take a look at where your money's invested, my friends. And again, I have to raise the question, do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel that your best interest is at heart here? If no one bought corporate debt, if no one bought it, then there wouldn't be a market for the derivatives betting against it, would there? And if no one was willing to take the bets in the derivatives casino, there wouldn't be any bets. If they closed down the window for bets, then people would just go away. But obviously, it's rigged against you. So that's the first thing you need to look at. Now, to show you a couple instances of issues that might concern you, Prudential loses $618 million to derivative scam. And this is an article on Bloomberg. And let me just share this with you. This just happened November 7th, so it's current. Prudential Financial, Inc., the second largest U.S. insurer, swung to a loss in the third quarter as derivatives weighed in on results. The net loss of $618 million compares with a profit of $1.59 billion a year early. So in other words, we're talking about almost a $2 billion swing here. They made $1.59 billion in profits last year. This year they lost $618 million. So almost a $2 billion swing there. New York, New Jersey-based Prudential says today in a statement, operating profit, which excludes the results of policies sold before the firm went public, and some investments, was at $1.53 a share, missing the $1.67 average estimate of 17 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. Chief Executive Officer John Strangfield is trimming expenses and deploying cash for deals and buybacks as he targets a return on equity of at least 13% next year. 13%. This guy is targeting a return of 13%. Let me just explain what that means. Treasuries, which are the most secure considering, and I'll tell you honestly, I'm not trying to tell you they are because they're not, most secure investment that the in paper that these guys invest in are at 1%, maybe 2%, maybe 3%. Mortgages, what are they at, 3%, 4%? Where's this guy going to get a 13% return on equity? I mean, is he going to lend it out to the mafia? Rate of exposure, a measure of profitability, was 11% to 11.5% last year. The insurer uses derivatives to guard against market risks such as interest rate drops and currency fluctuations. No. The insurer guarantees derivatives bets that they're going to lose. That's how they lose money. It's a wealth transfer program, my friends. The U.S. business with the low interest rate environment here is going to be somewhat challenged, Edward Shields, an analyst at Sandler O'Neill & Partners LP, said before results were announced. They're either going to have to cut expenses, generally speaking, accelerate share buybacks, or increase the bottom line contribution from the international segment. Prudential boosted its annual dividend to $1.60 a share from $1.45. So they lost money, they raised their dividend. The insurer fell 42 cents to $54.97 in New York after the announcement. It declined 4.6% to $55.39 a share earlier in regular trading. Prudential recorded a pre-tax loss of $684 million from derivatives, including contracts used to hedge risk from products.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shackles and kicked in my bed.
We're going to take a quick call. Mike from Texas, you're on the air.
Real short question. In your discussion or description, can you work the M3 paper money supply into, and do they report or adjust for inflation, or is that percentage return ignoring that?
There's no way in purgatory they would calculate inflation. It would cut their earnings in half.
Well, that's what I think, so therefore, it's such a rigged game, you shouldn't be there.
That's a really good point, Mike. Really good point. I'm glad you're listening. Hopefully, you learned about M1, M2, and M3 right on this program. Are you there?
Oh, I'm there. I'm sorry. I heard you repeat the numbers. I didn't catch that you were asking me a question.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, you learned about M3 on this program.
Well, I'm not lost in the area. No, I'm familiar with M3, and we listen to you quite a bit. I was just interested in your point of view about the inflation as I perceive it. As I said, it's not there, so why would I want to play in the game? I don't want to sit at the table when they finally decide to fold the game.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's funny because QE4 is coming up here, and QE5 and QE, et cetera, and... you know, we're looking at this fiscal cliff, and, you know, everybody in their right mind is getting out of paper right now. Everybody is. And I've got a article up today on my website about China buying up precious metals. And the bottom line is there's just no security no matter what paper you're holding right now.
But if you don't understand the currency system, it's deer in the headlights, and there are a bunch, because I can walk down the street of most any city and say a few words, and nobody knows what you're talking about.
You know what's crazy to me is they want to trust these people. And how do you trust a psychopath?
Well, you can't. The other side of it is taking responsibility for managing your assets, which is also doing something that most people do not think they should be doing. There's too much risk. So therefore, yes, what you said is true.
Well, I appreciate your phone call, my friend.
Okay, we're going.
Thanks, Mike. Good points. Said it's nice to have the most intelligent listeners on the planet listening to this show, my friends. And feel free to call in. We will continue to take your phone calls. And the number is 800-313-9443. And you just brought up a good point. If they actually reported earnings based on what the dollar's worth today versus what it was worth 10 years ago, their earnings would be down 60%, 70%, just based on the depreciation of the dollar. That's a great point. So let's take a look at term insurance is what I'm talking about right now. And that is you pay a premium for the risk. So let's pretend that you're a 20-year-old male, non-smoker, good physical condition. Then you're going to get a cheap rate for your term insurance. And what does that mean? That means you send in a monthly premium and you have term insurance. Term insurance doesn't have any cash values. If you buy insurance through work, that's what they sell you, is group term insurance. Now, the way it works is that the insurance company can calculate a term policy based on 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. They can do that. So if that 20-year-old wants a guaranteed rate for 30 years or even 40 years or even 50 years, he can do it. But here's where you start getting into whole life policies and you start getting into other policies. Now, the insurance company, what they did is they offered their customers, clients, a way to offset that increase in premium that takes place as we get older. Obviously, it's a lot more expensive for a 40-year-old to buy life insurance than it is for a 20-year-old, because the risk of mortality is higher for a 40-year-old than it is for a 20-year-old. Add additional risk onto that. For example, let's pretend that we're dealing with a overweight male in his 40s. It's going to be even more expensive. Throw in diabetes, gets even more expensive. Heart condition, all but impossible to get life insurance. The point is that they like him young and healthy, my friends. And the point is that that's the way the business operates. Now, that's not to say you can't get insurance in your 40s. That's just saying that clearly the premium favors the young and healthy. Now, and I'm not arguing against that model. That's business. And insurance companies are in the business of making a profit, of making money. Now,
you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shelf and kicked in my bed, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
Ever done by the mob was the crucifixion of Christ. Intellectually, it was a splendid gesture. But trust the mob to bungle. If I'd had charge of executing Christ, I'd have handled it differently. You see, what I'd have done was had him shipped to Rome and fed to the lions. They never could have made a savior out of mincemeat.
Gus, that's pathetic. I'm just telling you, I don't care who said that. I don't, seriously.
It made me sick as far as when I first heard, too.
Yeah, who said that?
He's a much celebrated screenwriter, playwright, director, producer, novelist of Hollywood for over 40 years. Ben Hecht. Ben Hecht.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
from his book, yeah. A Jew in Love.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, I was wondering also, I heard or read sometime long ago, if at one time in our past history, the Jews demanded of our government that they do not have to declare their Jewishness in a U.S. census.
Gus, do me a favor. Call Deanna Spingola. I'm trying to cover some financial issues here. And honestly, I just don't get into that stuff. I mean, it's just not my thing. Deanna Spingola's into it, not me. I mean, to be honest with you, I've said this before a gazillion times in my program, that the conspiracy involves all nations, all religions, all creeds. And that's just the way it is. And let me tell you something. If you think the Jewish people are safe in Israel, sitting behind what's going on with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, going out there and creating enemies on all sides, if you think they're doing the Jews a favor, then you really don't understand this conspiracy at all. Anyway, that's all I got to say. Thanks for calling. All right, my friends, moving on. I'm not the NSB guru. Give her a call. I'm trying to help people with their finances here, and that's what I want to focus on. Now, if you got something related to that, feel free to call in, or something about world events. You don't have to persuade me to hate a group over another group. If you know me at all, I am the world's biggest cynic anyway. And to be honest with you, trust is not something that I give anybody freely. So let it go at that. All right. Just saying. All right, let's move on here. So we're talking about life insurance. Whole life policies, what are they? Well, whole life policies are basically a way for insurance companies to take money that you put into the policy, and what they do is they invest that money, and they give you a lifetime rate. Now, the way it works is a whole life policy is designed to go to age 100. So from the time you buy the policy to age 100, that policy should convert from insurance to cash. That's what whole life policies do. So if a 20-year-old buys a whole life policy for $100,000, then he should be paying enough premium, so that by the time he turns age 100, that $100,000 of insurance turns into $100,000 cash. And what does that mean? It means simply that when we start looking at insurance policies, that there's points where you can actually take that cash out of your policy. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do here. Look at your whole life policies. Look at the money you have in it and ask yourself if you feel it's safe. I mean, let me ask you this. If you had a whole life policy for a long period of time, you can borrow against it, right? Take a policy loan, keep the policy in force, and take that money and invest it in something that's real. Precious metals, food, clothing, shelter, whatever. We've got Pat from the United Kingdom. Pat, you are on the air, my friend.
Hi, Paul. Good evening to you. It's a pretty chilly sort of 30, 40 Fahrenheit here at the moment. Probably a little bit above 40. Not much, though. Pensions, IRAs, all those things, they're under attack here. As I say, our equivalent to the IRS is looking for more ways to pluck the goose with the minimum amount of hissing. That's the skilled work of an experienced tax inspector, to find new ways to pluck the goose with the least amount of hissing. Pensions, they're slowly trying to take away tax relief. I mean, we used to have tax relief for lots of things. If you had a life insurance endowment savings policies, which provide a little nest egg at the end and a bit of life insurance. Yep. You used to even get tax allowances on that, and that was done away with about 20 years ago. They've done away with tax relief on mortgage interest, and there's virtually nothing you can get tax relief on still. But some of the, on obviously pension contributions, now that looks as though it's under attack. And
if you do a partial surrender in the States, Pat, if I do a partial surrender of a policy, let's pretend I have a $100,000 life insurance policy that's got $30,000 in cash in it. If I were to surrender that $30,000 in cash, that's a partial surrender, take it as cash, and leave only $70,000 of insurance, then that would be taxed in the United States as well. Now, basically, if I were to do a policy loan, borrow that money against the policy, then that $30,000 comes off of the death benefit, and then they charge an interest rate, which could be offset within the policy, so it costs me nothing. Good insurance policies have gotten around policy loans, by the way. So in the United States, you can borrow from your policy and defer taxes at the same time.
Well, I don't think we can do that here. The laws just are getting stricter and stricter. And we have this facility where you accrue a little lump sum through the years, your value of your pension. So by the time you hit 65, you've got a pension there, allegedly. now the annuity rates that you can actually convert that in order to provide a regular income are just crashing through the floor. You're 65, and let's say you're lucky enough to even have as little as £100,000 in your pension, which is about $150,000, $160,000, not much. The best thing you could hope to get with that is about 6%. Now, you can convert that to an income of $6,000 a year. You've got that in a state pension, but no, I don't think you can borrow out pensions over here. You're not allowed to take a tax-free lump sum. It used to be 50. You could get at some of it. Now I think they've increased that now. I'd love to get what measly pension I have got converted into precious metals. And even if I'm not allowed to keep those precious metals, even if I had to leave it deposited maybe in a named allocated account, mind you, can you really trust even that, until for another 10 years, that would be better than just leaving it where it's all unit-linked. I mean, apart from one occupational scheme I've got, which is a final salary scheme, you're all relying upon the performance of the stock market and unit trusts, which if it performs badly last year, anything could just crash, basically. But I think you've got more flexibility over in the States than we have.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And, you know, basically, that's what I'm trying to convey to our listeners, is what they can do, that they don't have to sit there and take it. It's just that you have to understand your options. So let me ask you a question. You guys can't own real estate. Am I correct in saying that? The Queen owns all the real estate. All you can do is lease it. Is that correct?
Not at all. We own real estate. We have the deeds, the property. A lot of people are confused the issues. The Queen does have a lot of property. There's several things. There's property which belongs to the Crown, quote, inverted commas. Buckingham Palace belongs to the Crown. It doesn't belong to the Queen personally. It belongs to the Crown, to the institution. She's not at liberty to sell it. In effect, it belongs to the state in that sense.
Well, actually, the Crown wouldn't be the state. The Crown would be the city. See, when you say the Crown, you're talking about the corporate entity, which would be the city, which is the Rothschilds.
Well, that's Peter is the expert on that, as you know. Yes, I mean, that's possible. There are two crowns. The institution of the monarchy owns things, and there is the Crown Templar as well, which is another crown, which I think also owns the Corporation of London, which is, I think, something to do with the Rothschilds.
Pat, I apologize. I've got a couple more callers on the line here. Real quick, go ahead, and then I have to let you go.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, there's a couple of things, the way you do your show is obviously really good and everything, and I just wanted to ask you just what you thought about. I'm sorry, I'm getting off the topic very slightly. I mean, it's related. Obviously, investment in precious metals. We never hear about the other metals, like platinum, palladium, and obviously copper. And I read blogs about copper becoming more into the
thing. I don't see it. Okay, I'm going to want to answer your questions. I don't see copper ever being used as a currency. I see it being used possibly in construction, possibly in conduit. I see it as any other commodity. You might as well go buy Band-Aids as copper, because it's going to go up in value probably equally as well. So I don't see copper as a legitimate alternative to precious metals. Now, when you start talking about palladium, the car industry uses it in catalytic converters. That's pretty much the only use I know of. And the demand is minimal. You start talking platinum. Platinum came into style back in, I believe it was the 70s, for maybe a year or two, and then it went out of style real quick in the jewelry industry. I don't know anybody that even uses this stuff, because it can be confused with silver, and people want to make sure they show value, not just have it. However, it is expensive. Anyway, I can spend more time on it. I'm going to let you go, though, okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We've got Fred from Michigan. Fred, you're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Paul, was that a fella from Ireland?
Actually, it's from the UK. He's from England.
I love that voice. I know, man. You know, and I love hearing. The reason I bring up Ireland, I don't know if you remember this. There was the Irish, I think they referred to him as Prime Minister, Patrick Ahern. Right after 9/11, when my spirit was telling me, if you will, this is an inside job. My gut was telling me this is an inside job. PNAC, Paul Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Colin Powell, William Bennett, all the mainstream just organizations that were represented in PNAC, by the way. Well, they said that they needed a new Pearl Harbor to garner American patriot support for a new global American empire.
Yep, PNAC.
That was
the Project for a New American Century. It was actually written, I think Gingrich was part of writing it, so was Billy Crystal, some other individuals, the neocons as they're called, but what I call my Trotskyites, but go ahead.
Thank you, yes, Trotskyites, thank you, neocon Trotskyites, yes. Well, so that was like, if I'm not mistaken, January of 2000. So Patrick Ahern, when informed that junior Luciferian George W. Bush Laden was going to be visiting Ireland, guess what Patrick Ahern did? He refused to acknowledge it. He would not, receive them.
Well, you know, Germany made overtures to Ireland as well during World War II. Ireland was actually neutral during World War II.
Yeah, that's right, they were. Thank you for that.
My friend, I have to get back on the money topic here. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay, so with respect to silver,
yeah.
What is your best offer if someone like me that doesn't have much to invest,
I would do the 90%. That's going to be your best value. 90%, half dollars, quarters, and dimes. It's like a mixed amount. If you go to our website, go to Republic Trading Group.
Okay.
RepublicTradingGroup.org, and you'll see our website. And it's got all the products on there. I think, you know, if you're talking a couple hundred bucks, maybe a couple thousand bucks, I'd go, you know, I tell people if you up to 20,000, you can go 90% silver and you can't go wrong with the stuff. You just can't. I mean, if you look at it, for every 100 face, every $100 face, which means if I take 100 silver dollars, stretch them out, or if I take 200 half dollars, stretch them out, or if I take, let's see, if there's 5 dimes, there's 10 dimes, so it'd be 1,000 dimes and stretch it out, there's 712 ounces of silver in 100 face. I'm sorry, 71.2 ounces in 100 face. So you can't go wrong because you're buying the bullion. You're not paying for the numismatic value.
Great. So, now, if you wanted just a half dollars, because I remember my dad was the same age as JFK, and he started a collection of the half dollars. Mm-hmm. What would I expect to pay presently for half dollars?
See, I don't separate them anymore. I just don't.
Very it's cool.
Just,
okay.
they come in a mix. So you get half dollars, quarters, and dimes. And when you think about it, let's pretend we're dealing right now with a financial collapse, right?
I get it. Yep. Okay.
You walk into the grocery store with a silver dime, right?
Right.
And you buy groceries with it. And yeah, silver. So if you think about gold, I mean, everybody's talking $5,000, $10,000 an ounce for gold. Well, there's 15 ounces of silver for every ounce of gold. So the price of silver should be 1/15 the price of gold, just going off of that ratio. So we're looking at, if gold is at $1,000 an ounce, 1/15, right?
Yeah, right.
So basically, give me a second here. Let's see. You should be looking at about a $75 an ounce silver. Now multiply that times 4 or 5 or 10. It gives you an idea what silver is going to be worth.
Amazing.
Exactly. Now here's the thing. When you take a look at actual availability of precious metals, there's more gold available than there is silver because of all the industrial applications.
Well, that's right. And hey, before I leave you, I want to give you a heads up in your audience too. I found something, a culinary oil that I would say is as good as gold and silver. It's called Awakatalan avocado oil. And if you're in Texas, you can go to Post.
I've had my shelf and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go home.
My friends, and we'll keep on. Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dolton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dolton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dolton.com. That's Dolton.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shelf and kicked in my bed, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
For you and your family. So let's pretend, like I said, I've been paying into my policy for 20 years. I've got $20,000 in cash in there, and I want to access it. What I would do is I would call my insurer and say, look, I want to borrow against my cash value. Ask them how much you can borrow. Normally, you can borrow most of the cash value. If you take that money, and if you invested in silver, and if you invested, or if you invested in gold, and I recommend silver, you know me, then you're going to find yourself making a lot more money and not worrying about losing your money. Now, what are you out if that insurance company goes under now? You're out your life insurance, but you're not out your cash value. See, the problem is when these things start coming down, when everything starts collapsing around us, people are going to lose their cash values too. Or it'll be inflated away, so it's virtually worthless, and the impact of inflation is just going to be horrific. Now, most insurance policies that are whole life policies, those policies are paid from the general investment fund of the life insurance company. I just showed you what they're investing in. And do you have faith that that money is going to be there for you when you need it? Whether it's a death benefit or whether it's cash? You know, the bottom line is you can get a better return than they can. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, without the overhead. See, that cash value, when it's invested, they take their percentage. They take their percentage off the investments. And what's left for you is really a minimal amount. If you remember back in the 70s, insurance companies came under fire because interest rates were really high and the whole life policies were only paying 4%, 3%, even when interest rates went up to 17, 18%. So my suggestion to you is don't wait to do this, because if you wait, then everybody's going to be scrambling for cash. And who knows? Maybe $100,000 is only worth $100 by then. Whereas if you buy silver, if you buy gold, you know you're going to stay ahead of the game, my friends. Take a look at the track results for the last 10 years from both. Gold from $290 an ounce to $1713 an ounce, I believe, is where it was at today. Silver, $2.90 an ounce, all the way up to $33.30 an ounce today. And trust me when I tell you, it has nowhere to go but up. And the banksters know it. We're going to take a small break. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great night. You've been listening to the Paul Drockton radio program. God bless.